This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, May 27th. Well, we got a three-day weekend in front of us, and the markets are probably going to be fairly quiet today. They've been choppy, especially wheat and corn, moving back and forth. After a push down into some support levels, the wheat market seems to be stabilizing over these last couple days. And in corn, too, the market has had a pretty decent pullback, but there, too, pacing sideways the last couple sessions, with the front month July hovering just above a double top breakout, the double top from March, whereas the back months have not really gotten down that deep into those March swing highs. So the front months seem to be holding their own, while the back months have not really dropped down as much, and so the bear spreads have been working these last couple days in corn. In soybeans, we had a big day up yesterday, which took us back to those swing highs from the last few months. So a trading range has been developing in soybeans, and we are back at the top end of that range. We'll see what happens here, but a big day in beans on strong demand. And I think this kind of underscores what's going on around the grain complex in general, that, you know, with the issue in the Black Sea, and you've got weather problems in areas, everything is just like sitting on a tinderbox, just waiting for a spark. We are looking at harvest, the official start to harvest in the Southern Plains here for hard red winter wheat. That has been really ongoing for the last couple of weeks. And I would expect the market will ultimately pull back from that. I was kind of thinking we'd get one more push up to test the highs, but I doubt we'll test the highs. If we do get a push up, I don't think it'll get that far until we get past the mid-June time window. I think that will be the time window that we find our seasonal lows. We're not looking for a big hard red winter wheat crop. It should move along quickly unless we have a lot of rain delays. But I think that with the demand around the world waiting for this new crop to come in, that the breaks will be shallow. And for corn, of course, you're just trying to get the crop in. For all the spring crops, in fact, more rains coming across for North Dakota this weekend, so you know it's just getting really, really late. Even for wheat, it's getting pretty late for them. Of course, they can take prevent plant, and my guess is that you're going to start to see more of that for North Dakota producers. That is a big deal because North Dakota is a big producer of just about every crop you can imagine, and if they start taking PP, it just removes acres from a situation where we need all that we can get. Spring wheat still could get in, but you know it's only got about another week before it just simply gets too late to get that crop in. So I think that, you know, maybe we're just factoring in all these things already to the market, and that you know, price action is just going to stabilize here. And looking at the weather, you've got plenty of moisture across the Midwest, and that's going to be supportive for the crops that have been planted. And otherwise, you just factor in what your acres are. And we're not going to know that for sure until the June 30th plantings report. So near term, you know, we got a three-day weekend ahead of us. I think the market will be fairly well supported. You know, coming into the weekend where NATO is rejecting the Russian offer to allow a grain export corridor through the waters if they'll remove the sanctions. Well, that's just a non-starter. That's not going to happen. I don't see Russia, even if we did remove the sanctions, Russia wouldn't do it. So that's, you can't trust anything they say. So we're still going to be looking at very slow exports coming out of Ukraine, low production out of Ukraine. And this has an obvious huge impact to world production and world grain export flows, food demand. So I just don't see the grain market turning into a bear market until you release those stocks out of the Black Sea. And how are you going to do that out of Russia as long as Putin's in power? That's not going to happen. And Ukraine, even if the war ended and the ports were rebuilt quickly, you're looking at a new crop of much below normal production. So you're not going to get that even if the war ended. You simply have not been able to get the crops in the ground. So you're still looking at, I think, for the fall, big demand, of course, and tight supplies continuing. Europe is facing some significant dryness. The rains really have not developed well. The next week is expected to continue dry, and then there are hints of rain further down the road, but it's getting pretty late to help the wheat crop. In France, they put out their crop condition ratings for wheat at 69% good to excellent. That's down 4 from last week, down 11 from last year. In corn, 91% good to excellent, which is down 2 on the week. So pretty impressive there so far, but we're going to need some rain on that. The world is going to lean very heavily on Europe because so much of the northern African markets that did rely on the Black Sea will go to Europe. And they've had some dryness issues as well, and into the Middle East. India's not going to be a player with their debacle in late in the season for wheat production. So, it's just the bull market is alive and well. And I think it continues that way for another year. Even with a big southern hemisphere crop, that's not going to be enough to supply the market to replenish what we're losing out of the Black Sea. Number one, the war has to end, and number two, you need good production in the northern hemisphere, and we're kind of getting toward the tail end of knowing what that is for wheat. We're still well into the early part of the growing season for corn and beans and other spring crops, but the southern hemisphere is pretty much wrapping up their winter wheat plantings, and I would imagine that they're going to be pretty big plantings considering price levels. But any hint of a production problem there sends this market skyward again. And I think you're already being a bull market into the fall. So what we're planning here is expecting that the market probably will pull back into the mid-June, maybe late June time window for wheat. And then I think we need to get long in this market to take us up into that normally early October time window for a seasonal high. And by that time, we'll have a very good idea of what the southern hemisphere production is. It also keeps us long during critical growing stages for corn and soybeans here in the United States. And again, plenty of moisture across the northern plains and the Midwest. Crops that got planted will be off to a good start, but it's acres, number one. And what is the weather going to be as you get into the pollination period, which is basically going to be your probably pushing back to late July for corn because of the late plantings into mid-August. Rather than mid-July through early August, it's at least going to be a week later. So still a lot of growing season left in front of us, but for now I would expect that the breaks that we get in wheat, of which we're in one, I think will be shallow and short-lived. Harvest will have most likely some pressure on the market, but I don't think it will be a lot. And that time window of mid-June, which is only 3 weeks away, is going to be the window we're targeting to transition from, just looking at what the market is doing, expecting some sort of pullback, to wanting to get more long and get in a position where it takes us up into the fall. Now, this fall will be interesting as far as winter wheat plantings because USDA announced that they were going to allow producers that were in the last year of their CRP contracts to voluntarily terminate them this year. And they would be able to graze that land or get it ready for fall seeding. So there's that to look at. We'll see how many acres that brings into the mix, but you could see a bump in winter wheat plantings because of that. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.